Let's look at the second area of study, resonance. Timbre, the modulation of your voice. What is this modulation? What's that mean? Well, if you hear a trumpet play a note, and you hear a clarinet play the same note, and you hear an oboe play the same note, or a violin, it's all the same pitch, but there's a whole different feel to the sound because of the harmonics, because of the modulation and the timbre of the note that's being played. This is controlled by the resonance within the instrument. In a trumpet, it's the resonance within inside all the coils of the trumpet. In a violin or a guitar, for example, it's the resonance inside the body. In a piano, the resonance inside the case. Each of these cases is very much like the voice box that we carry within ourselves. That's where our resonance comes from. It doesn't really come from projecting from the diaphragm or from the chest. It's really coming from the voice box. Now, when men speak, traditionally, they use a resonance that uses the full voice box. And when women speak, traditionally, they use a resonance that uses the full voice box. There's no difference between the two in terms of using the full voice box, but there's a difference in the way they sound with their resonance because the voice box in men is larger. It's not the vocal cords that are so much different. That's only a half an octave on the average. But the voice box itself is larger. That's why there's a larger Adam's apple. And as a result of that larger voice box, you end up with a very deep, booming, resonant sound that gives you that force and power and really hits those bass notes. That's not what you want when you want to sound feminine. Now, I'm going to give you an exercise you can do to develop the same kind of resonance, which is 90% of getting to a feminine voice. This is the real secret of the Melanie Speaks tape. Here's what you do. Put your finger at the top of your Adam's apple right now, and your other finger at the bottom of the larynx, the bottom of the voice box. Just speak whatever it is you want to say in your normal voice, and you'll feel that the top of the voice box at the Adam's apple vibrates, resonates, just about as much as the bottom of the voice box. That's what happens when you're using full voice box resonation. However, what you want to do is get it to resonate only on the bottom. Now, try going into a falsetto. And when you go into a falsetto, you'll find that it's resonating only at the bottom and not at the top at all. But you sound really ridiculous. Well, what you have to do is you have to lower that falsetto until you're at the proper point. Now, there's actually two ways I've found to get to this special voice, and here's what you do. Number one, which may be comfortable for some of you, you start in falsetto. You lower your voice all the way down, but instead of letting it break out when it normally breaks, keep it back in your throat and keep lowering it. Now, if you let your voice break, it sounds like, now you can hear if I'm going down that, that when I get into that second part, that's where a male voice is. And if I were to continue that and talk like that, I'd sound very masculine. But if you can go behind that, it's kind of the same thing as when you're speaking from the back of your throat for a cartoon voice. It's really the same place, arrived at from two different directions. One direction that may be comfortable for some of you, more comfortable, is to take that falsetto, I'm gonna suck your throat back here and then sort of take it and be the Wicked Witch of the West. And when you're the Wicked Witch of the West, you sort of just keep your voice in that area, but you take off the tightness on the throat. Now, the other way that may be good for you is to actually go back and do a tight throat voice like the Wicked Witch, or like some kind of a crazy person like this. If you can speak like that, or do the eluding Q38 space modulator without going so deep, then you can bring that voice out and you can open your throat a little bit without moving your voice out. And eventually you'll get to the point where you can project and add resonance and add huskiness and do all the things you want. But you see, that whole range in there is available to you. And I did that all in one note. But you have to get to the back part of your throat. And the only way to do that is to practice, to try. It doesn't come easily. It may take you several weeks before you can actually hit that place in your throat. But you need to practice at it, which means, if you think it's going to be more comfortable for you when you're alone, obviously you don't want to do this when anyone's around, when you're alone, you go ahead and start at this high-pitched and go,
and pull it back here over here, sort of in the top of your throat here, and then you'll go down and down and down and down in notes, and then you sort of open up your throat, and when you open up your throat, you get to that point where you have a very wispy feminine voice, and you can be as feminine as you'd like to be, but that does sound like a little bit of overkill, don't you think? So we'll bring out the voice and be a little more realistic about it. The other way is to go directly into that voice in the back and go kind of like this, like you're saying, yeah, I'm a New York City cab driver, and gosh, that's a Midwest accent in the New York City. Well, he came from the Midwest originally. Anyway, so I'm a Midwest New York City cab driver, and I'm going to take that voice that I have here and just sort of bring it outside without moving it. See, that's the way you do it. I'm doing it this number of times so you can play this back, run it over again, and listen to what I'm doing and try to accommodate that for you. Now, when you go that New York City cab driver you're talking about, you can feel up here on the top of the Adam's apple. And the Adam's apple. And the Adam's apple, see, getting into that old man or old woman voice. Back in 93, I started changing my voice with this Melanie Speaks voice tape. Well, anyway, you go back there and you get that voice there, Walter Brennan. And then when you've done that, you sort of bring it out here a little bit by just loosening up your throat. And then you sound a little bit like what we have here is a failure to communicate. Well, after you do that, you can get down here, and then you sound like the typical Southern Belle. And you can say, oh, Magnolia, it's just marvelous, isn't it? And when you do that, you can bring a little bit farther out, and then you can get perhaps a little bit upper crust English, a little bit of an accent there. Maybe a touch of Cockney, because your lineage doesn't go back as far as you'd like in the direction you'd like it to. So you have a little bit of Cockney in your voice as well. But then you bring it out even a little bit more, and then you get into the typical American voice. The American woman's 90s voice, which this is. But you have all of those available to you. You can choose, you can pick, you can change, you can adopt one or another for a situation. Do parts in movies, be on stage, impress your friends, surprise your relatives. You know, all of this is available to you, but the key is getting back into that voice, the old man voice. Get into that voice, the old man voice, Pappy Parker's fried chicken, things like that. Get into it back there, and then you just slowly, gradually bring it out. But remember, you're not bringing your voice out. You're just loosening your throat, and that's the hard part to tell the difference between. And that's the secret, to be able to lower your voice past the voice break without breaking the voice. You all have a way of getting there. If you do
the Illumium Q for the 8 space modulator, that creature has stolen the space modulator.
Well, if you can do that, you can do this. If you can't do that, you can try going from the falsetto and working your way down to it.
But any time you get back here on the back of your throat, like when you're gargling.
If you go right back in the back of your throat, that's where you want to be. Try going. You see, and then you've got that note that you're holding, and you're doing that without breaking your voice back out into full modulation. You're using the bottom of the voice box only. Now, again, at first, you'll find it's really hard to get to this place. It's an unfamiliar place to put your voice. But if you practice by either trying to gargle it and then bring it out, or do some kind of a cartoon character and gargle it out, or come in from the top and then move it out, you're still going to be just loosening up your throat, but keeping the voice back there, not breaking it. Everyone can reach that point, and that's the biggest key. Now, at first, I could only do this for about a half an hoor at a time before I'd start to get a little hoarse. It wasn't a damage to my vocal cords, because I've been doing this voice now for 3 years and I haven't had a single problem. I mean, I'm no medical doctor. I can't guarantee that you won't have any problems medically with it, because I really don't know what's causing this, but I do know what's worked for me, and I'm sharing that. So for me, I was hoarse after doing it for a half an hour. But then after I did it for a half an hour the first day, I could do it like maybe 35 minutes the next day, and then 45 the next. Over a period of about 3 to 6 months, I finally reached the point where I could speak like this 24 hours a day. I never got hoarse. And in fact, I woke up speaking like this. And if something startled me, I spoke like this, because I wanted to sound like this all the time. And in addition to being able to do it longer, I found that when I first started this voice, it was very monotone. I couldn't do giggles, for example. I couldn't laugh. I couldn't put any dynamic range, that sing-song effect, into my voice. I only had a single tone.
But the longer I did it, the more and more the tone began to have a higher range and a lower range. And I began to see that I could speak even lower and still sound feminine. And I could go even higher, and the range began to widen as I did this. And by the time I got up to 24 hours a day, all the time, of being able to sound like this without hurting my voice, at that point, I had a full dynamic range, and I began to say, I can sing again, and I can do acting, and I can do all kinds of public speaking, and it's great. I can be all of me from the inside that I used to be in terms of communication in this new voice. That was amazing. For the first time, I knew I didn't need voice surgery. I could be everything I always wanted to be just by learning this little routine. Once you've done that, once you've found it, it may take you 2 weeks to find it, may take you a month to find it, but believe me, listen to me, it's worth it, okay? You can do it. And once you do, you can slip in and out anytime you want. You can turn it on, you can turn it off. You can do it in the middle of a sentence, you can do it in the middle of a word. It's not a problem anymore. You get that good when you've done it for a while. So, if you only want an occasional feminine voice, you can have an absolutely authentic feminine voice at the drop of a hat.